from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guests today have just released a brand new record on Network called Suck on Light, all the way from Australia. Boy and Bear are here. Hello. Welcome
Hi.
To all of you.
Hello.
G'day, mate.
First time in Ashland, I gather, for each of you.
Yes, it is.
Correct, yeah. It is first time.
Well, welcome.
Thanks
for taking an hour or so out of your very busy schedule. I know you've still got some more dates in the States, and then are you headed home after that?
Yes, we are.
Yes, yeah. That's correct.
And I will circle back around to this, but home is not all Australia anymore, from what I have recently read. A few of you have moved elsewhere. So let's go back, though. Originally from around the Sydney area, correct?
Yep, that's right.
And along with quite a number of other bands who we have had through our studio, instrumental early on was Triple J.
Yeah. Yeah,
huge massive. Radio station in Australia that has an unearthed program looking for kind of the next cool big thing, and you were it.
They found us instead, yeah.
How many years ago was that?
I think I was 22 at the time, so I'm giving away my age. So yeah, about 10 years.
How influential is Triple J in terms of music in Australia? I mean, does everybody listen to this station? It sure feels that way from a distance.
It's not that everyone listens to it. It's just they have a huge reach for the whole country. So it's probably one of the few nationwide broadcasters. A lot of the other radio stations have different offices set up in different states, and they can have different programs, whereas Triple J has the one broadcast for the whole country. And it's the main thing most, you know, people listen to growing up. It's a public broadcasting one as well. It's a fantastic station, and they do a lot of great things for music back home.
Yeah, well, they've certainly helped launch you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What was the inspiration when you guys first got together? I remember reading that pretty much each of you was leading your own bands, but yet this pairing worked and sent you off in a new direction. What was that impetus at first?
Well, a bunch of us met each other at university, so particularly Killian and Tim and I, and we were all in different projects at the time, all studying kind of creative arts and music, and over a period of time, we started to help each other out, and I don't know, I was doing a solo project at the time and was lucky enough to pick up a very small amount of momentum. And at that point, these guys had been helping me out, but it sort of didn't feel like a solo project anymore. So we renamed it Boy and Bear and began our journey as a band.
All right. Why? Why did you name it Boy and Bear?
Well, because why the name Boy and Bear, or why did we become a band?
Yeah.
Well, the name Boy and Bear actually came from a band name generator on the internet.
No kidding?
Yeah. Because we had songs and we had to put them up, and we were like, we need a band name, and we just like got like 10 or 11 and just, you know, ran it through the, you got to put it through Google first to see, because everything's been taken.
How many clicks did it take to find one that you actually liked?
I feel like it was in the top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly quick. I think that band name generator deserves more credit.
Yeah. Because it ended up being between two, but one of them had like a narcotic reference. So we had to go with Boy and Bear. Yeah.
And the other one was used by the war on drugs.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%. Had we have known that the, you know, shows would become that popular on Netflix, maybe we would have gone the other way. I don't know.
Right on. Well, I'm really excited that you're here. We have kind of an acoustic plus session. Help me out if I do this wrong, but from my left to right, Jonathan Hart is playing a tiny little chord keyboard. Tim Hart is playing a combination of, it looks like 12-string guitar and singing. David Hosking playing acoustic guitar, singing. Killian Gavin playing acoustic guitar and singing. And David Symes is playing a combination of drums, it looks like, on this one, but you've got a bass sitting there on the floor as well, which I'm assuming is coming.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna pull that out on this next song, Telescope.
So. Fantastic. What do you guys want to start with first?
So we'll start with a song called Suck on Light.
I didn't even try to stand. World was on fire now, and there was nothing I could do, nothing I could say to persuade the wrongs to right themselves. I was swinging hard now, just upon the edge. I'm hurt you, moving back again, moving back. I was in a real dire state. I was in the most awkward of ways, with my head against the earth I tried just to find peace of a mind undone. A mind undone. Now I'm moving with a quiet ease. Something inside me is changing. It's stirring up the life in me. Oh, baby. Cause there's only so much weight you can bear, alright. When you're walking on ice. And I'm doing it all wrong, but it feels so right. It's a sober sight. Your knuckles bare and white. It's the flicker on the front line from a candlelight. It's the appetite you gotta suck on light and stand your ground. So soon me, I had a change of heart. I used to think that I could justify the waste of time. It's only mine, but I'm yet to find the vivid life without it. Now I'm moving through a lighter breeze. There's something inside me is changing. It's strange how all the colors bleed. Oh, baby. Cause a rolling stone can pick up some pace, alright. When the mountain's this high. And I'm doing it all wrong, but it feels so right. No, no. And now I'm moving with the quiet ease. Inside me's changing. It's stirring up the life in me. Oh, baby. And now I'm moving through a lighter breeze. There's something inside me's changing. It's strange how all the colors bleed. I was in a real dire state. I was in the most awkward of ways. And with my head against the earth, I tried just to find peace. And I found some. Yeah, I found some.
That is Suck on Light, the title track from the new record of Boy and Bear. They are live in the studio today. That one just came out on Network Records, boyandbear.com, the place to go online. So let's see, four albums. I think the first two, Moonfire, Harlequin Dream, both reached the top 10 of the Australian music charts. That's got to be kind of mind-blowing.
Mm. It did. Absolutely. What did Harlequin? I think Harlequin.
Harlequin was a number one actually for us, as well as Limit of Love was a number one, which was pretty fantastic. Exciting for us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Is it difficult then to make the jump off the island, so to speak, like to beyond the Australian music market to other places?
It's so essential, I think, for us, because Australia is like, sorry to cut it in, boys, but Australia has like kind of seven major cities. You can tour in, and then you can tour regionally in B sort of cities and C cities. But I think to sustain a career, it's really tough to do so if you look insular and you only stay in Australia. So to go to Europe and the States and, you know, Canada is super important. And also because it's like what everyone dreams of doing, I think, when they grow up wanting to play music. They want to play in the States. They want to play in Europe and in some of these amazing iconic venues that one day we will reach.
Yeah. Well, you're working on it. Yeah, I'm glad you could stop here. Maybe this is a little bump you need, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So after 2015, you guys released a record called Limit of Love, and then Speed Bump. Mm-hmm. Huge speed bump, health speed bump.
Yeah, yeah.
This was you, David.
Yes.
And not to get too far into the weeds on this, but really yeah. had a bacterial infection in your gut.
Yeah.
That set you guys, well, certainly David set you back,
yeah.
but set the band back, or at least on the back burner for quite some time. What was going on? What is going on? And where are things now?
That's a complicated question. Yeah. But if I surmise it, I had deteriorating health, really, which started in about 2011. And it was subtle, but it just got worse and worse. And eventually, after seeing multiple specialists, because at this point I was having cognitive problems and neurological problems, I actually eventually found myself at the gastroenterologist. And after some digging, we worked out that I had something called dysbiosis, which is imbalance of gut bacteria. But they actually think it's to do with a specific bacteria that poisons the nervous system. Hmm. So, but since we worked out that the issue was in my gut, which was probably 2017. It's taken us a while, but we've been able to pair things back and get some functionality back.
Yeah, I mean, you'd gotten to a point where you were having a difficult time remembering lyrics and unable to perform, right?
Yeah.
So what happens to the rest of you guys? Like, do you just sort of sit and look at each other and go, man, what do we do now? Or do you keep focusing and buckling down and writing music and rehearsing and playing together, or what?
I mean, I think you definitely start with asking all the questions about what the future looks like. It's not nice to be faced with something you love and work so hard for to be sort of, you know, taken away from you for not a decision we wanted to make, you know, and no one wanted to stop writing music and playing. But I think once we worked through the initial sort of impact of what it meant for Dave and what it meant for all of us, and his health always trumps what we're doing here, of course. But the rest of us decided, well, we can either take time off and do other things for a while, or we can just head down, bum up, and keep writing. And I think we all decided that was probably the better way forward. So we got together a few times and just jammed and wrote music and made some demos. And I mean, it wasn't too long into that first year, maybe 2017, of writing that you started coming to those sessions as well. Obviously, the treatment was starting to help and to work. And yeah, it was a difficult point in time, but I feel like we just did what we knew best, which was to write music.
Yeah. How was it emotionally when he started showing up again?
It was rubbish. Wanted him to stay at home. Yeah. Nah, he's good, mate.
It's exciting for us, I think.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, especially the biggest thing was you're seeing one of your buddies come in and then, you know, actually get something out of a session, you know, to be creative even for half an hour, if that's all Dave had in him, was really special, because otherwise he was just sort of in a pretty dark place and having to focus just on his health, but just to have a little bit of time where he didn't have to think about it and could just do what he loved was really nice to see.
Yeah. My guests in the studio today, Boy and Bear, their new record is called Suck on Light. I can't wait to hear another tune. I do have one more question to ask, which is that I was reading about this photobiomodulation thing that you were going through where there was like a bucket with lights inside it. And my immediate thought was, works for Daft Punk.
Yeah.
You could work something up and go out on tour with that, and maybe it would help in a way.
Yeah, we actually spoke about that. Gets a bit hard to kind of sing and stuff, and Daft Punk don't do as much singing actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, what do you guys want to play next for us?
So the song we're going to play next is a song called Telescope.
This is Boy and Bear live here at JPR.
1, 2, 3, 4. Just smile up. I found a place high amongst the constellation. Can I call you up? I've been meaning to tell you all about the exchange. And darling, it's inspired what a struggle can do. Over water, under fire, it's got nothing on you. It's a challenge though, but I'm convinced there's a second key. through the telescope, I saw Simon and Peter and John on the hill. And darling, you've been trying to discover it too. Over water, under fire, we got nothing to lose. I've adjusted all my dreams for something slow, and it's a softening that age has taught me well, that the things I cannot change I must let go. And darling, it's inspired what a struggle can do. Underwater, over fire, it's got nothing on you. I might be wounded, I might be tired.
That one is called Telescope. Boy and Bear are live in the studio today playing music from the record called Suck on Light, just out on Network Records. So five-time, unless there have been more recently, five-time ARIA Award winners, top of the charts in Australia. When you are back home playing shows, what are the shows like, and how does that compare to when you are here in the States?
Well, they're a bit bigger.
Yeah.
As a starting point.
I mean, yeah. Is that crazy? I mean, you had number one records in the country. So what is it like?
Yeah, but you got to remember, like, I mean, Australia, like California has a higher population than Australia. So just to give some perspective, it's still really special. And we're really lucky. We get to play some amazing, beautiful venues in Australia and have, you know, some really solid crowds. And that's really exciting. And that's great. But it is different. And we like it because of coming over here and hustling. And we have a real mix of venues over here. Yeah, we enjoy that as well. But the crowds over here have been really enthusiastic. And, you know, we've been touring here for a while now, and we're playing to crowds that have, you know, come and seen us over the last kind of 6-7 years. And we feel like that fan base is really solidifying. And we're just grateful that people keep coming to our gigs, you know.
Yeah, I think one of the differences perhaps is that, you know, unlike in Australia when you were getting play on the station that is basically the number one biggest network for the country, here in the States you're getting play on all of the stations that are not mainstream,
yep.
So they tend to attract people who love music.
That's actually really funny because we've chatted about it a few times over the years, and whenever we come here, the fans that do turn up, they know all the words. Like, it's actually an amazing experience. You know, you can play to a lot of people back home and have half them know the words, but everyone in the room here is singing every single song.
Sometimes we don't even know the words.
You just hold the mic out to the crowd, yeah, yeah. Let them fill in the gaps.
And they say nothing, yeah.
For this record, you guys went all the way to Nashville to record it.
Yeah.
Why? There's got to be no end to decent studios in Australia.
There's an end, actually.
There's an end, yeah.
Very swift end.
Yeah. There's a lot of really amazing studios in Australia. It's worth giving them credit. But I think it would be fair to say that I think your options in Nashville are probably a little better. And also the guy, Colin Dupuis, who we co-produced the record with, was living in Nashville at the time. And we I think there's something in working with a producer in their kind of home territory and studios and gear that they know really well. So, yeah, we went for it.
Right on. Well, it's turned out beautiful. The new record is called Suck on Light, out on Network Records. Boy and Bear are my guests in the studio. I mentioned at the top, you guys are not all living in Australia any longer.
That's right,
You've
yeah.
scattered a bit. How is that affecting the band cohesion?
John?
It's been different for us. I mean, we always sort of wrote in like blocks of time. Like we'd get together for 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 2 months, and then, you know, kind of knock out some songs and then take some time off and live with it for a while. And I guess we've had to do that again here, but maybe on a kind of a larger scale. Like I've been living in Paris for the last 2.5 years, and so it just means instead of going back to, you know, your place in Sydney, I've been going back to Europe and having some time there and then getting back together with the guys. So it's been different, like, but it's been really cool as well. And I think, you know, with what was going on with Dave health-wise, that's probably played like a larger role. And it almost meant that, you know, it was like, I can't really complain about having to get on a plane to fly to Sydney because he's really sick. And so that was almost the bigger thing. So we just made it work. I think you just go, oh, other people have done it before, we can do it.
Right on. And Dave, you're holding steady now?
Yeah. I've come a long way. Cool. Still got a way to go, but I'm up in my quality of life and it's far better than it was. And I'm grateful for that.
Right on. Glad to hear it. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Cheers.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah.
Boy and Bear are my guests live today at JPR. You guys play us one more tune?
We'd love to. This next song is Hold Your Nerve.
Ah, we know this one well. This is Boy and Bear live at JPR.
Fell apart just as it began in a flash of defiance. You wouldn't take the initiative, but the rest was mine. I'm demanding now to understand what a free fall could feel like. You became but a fabled dream that would blur in time. The rest is high, cause sometimes a spark, you know how sweet the glow that kicks you off your line. Hold your nerve. I was not right, I was bent out, and still left on show. It's just the sound of a moving ground or the echoes of self-doubt. Oh, I found the wine for some peace of mind, but I still can't eat. To meditate on a shifting sand, take steadfast and sure feet. And you became but a fabled dream that would stir in time. Rest is high, cause sometimes a spark, you know how sweet the glow that kicks you off your line. Hold your nerve.
Hold Your Nerve. Boy and Bear are live playing in our studio today in kind of an acoustic session. The new record is called Suck on Light. From my left to my right, Jonathan Hart has been playing keyboards today. Tim Hart playing 12-string and singing for us. Dave Hosking on acoustic guitar and vocals. Killian Gavin, same. And David Symes has been playing bass, drums, tambourine, and singing. Boy and Bear, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you.
Cheers, man.
JPR Live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.